AI helps you easily put your foot in JavaScript's door. The hardest part about programming is figuring out where and how to get started. Today's mix of artificial intelligence and JavaScript helps you learn by writing little single-page applications just for your browser. JavaScript is so incredibly special because it runs in the browser. You don't need a server for it or a special development environment. You can just ask AI to write you a program and then run the result right there. Here, you learn by examining simple code. And on top of that, you can ask AI to make little updates. The JavaScript code that AI is generating is also pretty special. It is unabstracted by an unnecessary abstraction and framework. It is the same kind of code that you get from documentation or a book about JavaScript. It is more complete, though, and there is more of it, and it reads like a story. AI really is a kind of magic. Moreover, you can ask AI to give you detailed code comments. And how convenient is that? This is even better than video tutorials, because there, you are not in control. And here, you can tell AI to change anything. Learning JavaScript this way may just take you hours, and no more than a few days. Because of AI being this helpful, all of the future of programming has completely shifted and no one knows where it's going. The way applications are written and the way users interact with them must completely change. And as someone new to programming, you actually have the right kind of wisdom and vision that is much needed here. And ignore the senior programmers and naysayers. They don't care about AI. They only care about no one messing with their code so that they can keep their crappy jobs. While you should start by writing programs inspired by web APIs so that you can practice them, use the Electron desktop application platform as soon as you can to turn your web programs into desktop applications. Electron actually bundles a browser and a server runtime in one place, so you can use both. You can talk to the internet and write files to your hard disk. That may not be as clunky as it sounds. Perhaps the future browsers will use this as a way of offsetting computation to the client's computer. You should start dreaming up your first WikiWiki as well, which should use Node.js and Express.js as the web server framework. It's an easy program to write. Your biggest challenge, however, which could take many, many years, is that new challenge that AI brings us into. A block or widget-based programming system that connects all the blocks together and helps to easily understand the entire program inside out. Put an SVG in the background of your web page. And you can draw lines there, if needed. Also, use event emitter-based signals so that you don't have to replicate the subscription mechanism. And the event emitter, along with object-oriented programming, though perhaps not inherent, should be used for your application core. This is not a programming challenge. This is a revolutionary design challenge. Having blogs that connect together, like connect news blog to AI blog to summarize it, is easy. Even selecting them to make a reusable component is not a big challenge. The challenge is that the visualization of a complete and complex program has to be easy to understand. Excel is somewhat of a kind of a visual application that connects blocks together, but you see how they abandoned the graphical effort completely. They neither display flow of information nor the program structure. This is a challenge for you, the new programmer, who has AI as friend. For the first time, designing such an application does not require a team of programmers to create the blocks. Now, the AI will be making them for you. You have to focus on user experience and program comprehension and being able to visualize infinite complexity from many different perspectives. I'm sure AI will be helping you with all of that.